Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. This is Mackenzie Bennett. I'm your host. And on this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today's guest is Mike Dell, who many of you know and have worked with and love.
Yeah, well, I'm here anyway.
Yes.
good to be back.
Yeah, thanks for coming on today. I had to reschedule with a guest, which was mainly my fault for not preparing her better. But that's okay. Figure it out enough days ahead of time that you guys are able to help me out with that. And I would much rather both of us be prepared for it than her just, you know, on the show. So
sure. And you know, like I said, always happy to jump in. And we actually have something to talk about. So that's good.
Yeah, actually, it kind of worked out that way. I wasn't really planning for it to work out like that, but here we are. So we'll talk about one news article about podcasting just in a minute here. And then after that, we'll talk about something new going on with Blueberry. And then stick around for the end because it's going to be me and Angelo talking about something with PowerPress, something that you can work on to help out your SEO for your show. So don't want to miss out on that. And that's all we have for today. The first thing is that I wanted to talk about is an article from, I think his name is Adam Rowe. And many of you know that the 2017 Infinite Dial Report was put out a couple of weeks ago in March. And this article is titled, "The Podcast Market is Growing, but Still Has One Big Problem."
Yeah, he goes into, you know, saying that the retention of people listening to podcasts is low. And I don't know if I agree with that. You know, they did a survey of 2,000 people randomly. Mm-hmm. And they said that out of, monthly podcast listeners now constitute 24% or 67 million of Americans.
Yep.
But he was saying that 40% of Americans that had listened to at least one podcast don't really listen to them on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And you know, that may be true, but hey, we're getting out there. I honestly think that podcasting, you know, the whole audience is growing. And, you know, there are super fans out there that, you know, have way too many podcasts to listen to. I might be one of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying.
I would say that you are.
Yeah. And then, then there's people out there that just casually listen to them. You know, like when Serial came out a couple years ago, you know, there were people that listened to that. And then when that ended, they didn't really listen to podcasts. But at least they now know what a podcast is. And if something strikes their fancy, they'll probably listen again.
So what I want to know is, and I assume I can look this up. I think it's in the slides that they gave us. What the exact wording is for that question? Because it's saying that they have listened to at least one podcast. So does that mean an episode? Or does that mean all of the episodes of the first season of Serial?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't read that article, or I didn't read the slides.
Yeah. You
know, but I would assume they worded it in such a way that it would make sense. You know, a lot of people that say they've listened to at least one episode of a podcast, you know, that could be tons of people. You know, I know my wife doesn't normally listen to podcasts, but when we get in the car together, I'll usually put on a podcast and she'll listen to it. So mm-hmm. She could say that she listens to podcasts once in a while, but she's not really an avid listener.
No.
You know, and
well, what know, they're pointing out, I think, is why isn't she one?
Probably in her case, she just doesn't have time for it. You know, and that's a lot of people, you know, don't. I know people that want absolute silence in the car, you know, and that just drives me crazy. But so, you know, being that, you know, when I'm traveling, I'm listening to podcasts the whole time. Mm-hmm. Some people don't want to do that. Or, you know, in my wife's case, she's just got a lot of stuff going on. You know, she can't listen at work. She can't, you know, at home, you know, we're doing other things. Mm-hmm. You know, when we're together and when we're apart, she's usually watching cop shows on TV or something. You know, you know, we're competing with all the media out there.
That's also part of what they were talking about in this article is that any other medium out there doesn't have that gap of that once you watch TV, you're basically going to be a person that watches TV. Once you listen to music, you're going to be a person that listens to music.
Yeah, and I, you know, I do a little of everything. You know, I'll listen to music, I'll listen to podcasts, I'll watch TV, I'll do nothing, I'll read a book. You know, there's lots of activities. There's only 24 hours in a day, so it's not necessarily a bad thing that, you know, somebody that knows about podcasting isn't an avid listener. But, you know, there are, you know, we're growing, you know, the podcasting in general is growing.
That is very true. We're up 10 million people from last year.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty darn good. I think, you know, considering all the other stuff out there that competes, you know, YouTube, there are people out there that's their entertainment. They watch YouTube constantly.
I know. Eric Newsom from Audible says that this issue is coming from a lack of high quality podcast content or a lack of a way for people to discover it. The market gap between potential listeners and actual listeners represents a potential windfall for whoever can figure out how to fill it.
And I take exception to that because I think there's a ton of quality podcasts out there, and not just from, you know, the big, you know, like Gimlet and NPR and all those. You know, a lot of people consider that quality, but there's a lot of quality independent podcasts out there.
Do you think people are able to find that?
There's a bunch of places to find that. You know, there's, you know, the iTunes store, there's the Google Play store, there's Blueberry Directory. Just Google, you know, any subject that you want to listen to a podcast about. If you type it into Google, your chances are you're going to find a podcast and likely several of them about that subject.
So there are those options of how to find podcasts, but do you think people actually are able to find them? Because we know of these things, but do you think enough people out there do know about that?
Well, maybe, maybe not. You know, it's just like how you find anything on the internet. Google is probably the number one way people, you know, find a podcast. You know, you type in a subject and the word podcast into Google and you're going to end up with several podcasts. Some of them might be great. Some of them might not be so great.
See, I'm a terrible podcaster because I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've never looked for a podcast that way. I just go to iTunes.
Right. And some people, that's what they do. And iTunes, you know, their search is mediocre. You know, it can be better, but, you know, that's not the number one way people find podcasts. At least not in my estimation. You know, like I said, what do I know? But I just feel that it's not as hard as people make it out to be to find a podcast. I mean, how hard is it to find a particular TV show? It's no easier.
It does have a leg up, though, because people are aware of how TV works.
True, true. But, you know,
because there's a much higher
YouTube and everything else, it's all powered by search. So, you know, and same thing with TV, really.
I mean, I don't know if you necessarily have to search for a TV show because you'll just watch TV and they'll advertise it. And then it's like on Fox and then you go watch Fox at 8 p.m. on Wednesday.
True, true. And there's also, you know, well, it used to be in the newspaper there was TV listings, but I don't know how many people get newspapers anymore.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
A very small number.
That might be showing my age a little bit.
But it does raise the question of how do we continue to raise, one, the awareness, and two, filling this gap of people leaving.
Yeah, and like I said, it's, you know, podcasting's like anything else. There's, you know, great podcasts out there. There's some really lousy ones out there.
Yes, there are.
And you know, the problem is somebody will find one, and it just happens to be a lousy one. And they say, wow, this podcasting stuff stinks, and they quit listening.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they quit trying. But, I mean, there is some amazing content out there about just about any subject you can think of. And then there's some pretty crappy ones. I mean, you know, it's amateur hour, and not in a bad way. It's, you know, the barrier of entry for people to produce a podcast is fairly low. You know, it's just like on YouTube. If you search YouTube for any particular video, you're going to find some that are really crappy and you'll find some that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because YouTube's easy and podcasting is somewhat easy. You know, it's, there's a little bit of a learning curve.
It's easy in theory, not always in production.
Sure, sure. And, you know, and that's, you know, that's part of the problem too. You know, somebody with a laptop microphone gets on and makes a podcast. The content might be good, but it's painful to listen to.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not going to gain audience.
No, it will not. That will not keep someone coming back for episode two. Regardless, this is, you know, I never really focused on this gap. I'm sure there was this showing in the numbers from last year too, but I never really thought about it. So,
right. And it's been an ongoing problem since the get-go. You know, at first the biggest problem was, you know, that it was hard to listen to a podcast. So it was generally, you know, the geeks that found podcasts and, mm-hmm. and so the geeky podcasts were the ones that, that survived. And now it's becoming more mainstream and it's getting easier. I mean, almost every phone out there has at least one app.
Yeah,
I mean, right from the factory that you can get podcasts on. And, you know, most car dashboards now, you know, there's a button there for podcasts, you know, either Stitcher or, you know, a native podcast app or something. And, you know, so that's going to grow the audience right there. It's just, it's not quite as easy as turning on your TV and flipping the channel. But, you know, and with TV, they're having a problem now because everybody's got six remotes for their entertainment system at home. And, you know, I know in the case, I keep talking about my wife, but in the case of my wife, she can barely turn the TV on sometimes because there's just so many, you know, you got to turn this on and change the input and do this and do that, you know, to watch a TV show where before you just turned it on, turned the knob until you saw something you liked.
I know.
So it's getting worse for TV and it's getting better for podcasting.
Never thought I'd hear that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's still not perfect because, you know, there is a little bit of a learning curve to listen to a podcast. But like I said, it's getting better. And as it gets better, that gap's going to go away.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know this. So it's going to be fun to find out what happens next year as well. And how we either did nothing or, yeah, exactly. All right. So the show notes will have a link to this article and then we'll also have a link to the Infinite Dial report. So if you're interested in that and haven't taken a look at it yet, then I highly suggest giving that a quick look, especially if you are interested in, you know, getting more people to listen to podcasts. So there you go.
And I think things like International Podcast Day in September helps, too, because you get a lot of publicity over that.
Oh, yeah. That happens with every event, and especially that one that just focuses on a big part of it is just awareness. So that's a helpful one for sure. All right. So moving on to the next thing, and this is concerning you and Todd Cochran.
Yeah, We are doing a second company podcast,
mm-hmm.
This one being the first one. And on opposite weeks, Todd and I are doing a show called Your Podcast.
Yes. And you had the first episode out like what, last week or so?
Yeah, last week we put out the first episode. So if you go to powerpresspodcast.com, mm-hmm. right below all the pretty buttons for this podcast will be another set of pretty buttons that you can subscribe to. Your Podcast.
Right.
Which is a strange name, and it's going to take a little while to get used to. So the reason we named it Your Podcast, which, like I said, is a funny name, but it is about your podcast, and specifically, or more specifically, about, you know, how Blueberry can help you with your brand, your ideas, your, you know, it's your intellectual property, your podcast.
Your brand, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to... you know, talk about company news, industry news, you know, just general discussion. It's going to be a short podcast. We'll probably try to keep it to a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to run opposite weeks from the PowerPress podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, once Todd and I get our sea legs, as he says. And we'll have a good time with it. It's not going to be the same old every week. It's going to, you know, we'll change it up and talk about what's going on in the space, what's going on in the company, and that kind of thing, you know, just to help you with your podcast.
So are you guys ever going to have any guests on there?
Oh, it's possible, you know, depending on what's going on. You know, if we may have, you know, some people on from within the company is probably what we'll try to keep it to.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, it'd probably be Angelo, if something that he's more up to date on than we are. We have him on there. And it could be, you know, on weeks that Todd's out of town or whatever, I'll have somebody else with me, or he'll have somebody else when I'm out of town or whatever. And I think we're going to change it up, but definitely check it out. It's going to be running right off of the PowerPressPodcast.com website as a second channel. So if you want both podcasts, so you get, you know, one a week, you get you subscribe to both of them. And like I said, subscribe links are on the sidebar right there at PowerPressPodcast.com.
Right. So that also brings me to announce something else. If you are a subscriber, you're most likely aware that we release PowerPress podcast episodes on Fridays. And that's just kind of what happened when we started this. Didn't necessarily choose that day. It just kind of so happened to be what we did. And with the introduction of your podcast, we're going to change that to a Monday release. So this is the last episode that will be released on a Friday. And then the next one that we do is going to be released on a Monday. So we're going to stay on the same schedule. It's still going to be every 2 weeks. And you guys, you and Todd, are going to come in with the with your podcast in the skipped week for me. And it'll just be every other Monday for each show. And, you know, hopefully that'll keep everyone up to date with what's going on with Blueberry, what's going on with PowerPress. And you guys can give some more of the technical side of Blueberry, and I am, you know, gonna stay with the podcaster viewpoint of
your show. It's great, you know, you get community members in there, users of PowerPress, and yeah, you get diverse opinions, and your podcast is going to be more focused on the, you know, the technical side and you know, sometimes the business side.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to, you know, evolve over time, I'm sure. But like I said, we're going to try to keep that one to a half an hour just to get it out there. And the whole Monday release thing was basically because we'll record toward the end of the week, and that'll give us the weekend to get everything the way it should be.
Exactly.
So we're not rushed to put something out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like getting them out on Fridays because it means that, like, that's kind of how I do the second half of my week. That's either recording or editing or doing the show notes or something like that. But it also can interfere with a regular work schedule as well. So I think it's going to work out the best for everyone.
Right. Gives us the weekend to tweak anything we need to.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, I look forward to, you know, talking to everybody every other week.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a lot of fun, and it'd be good to get Todd in here in a more, how should I say it, more company role versus a industry role. I mean, he does the new media show every week with Rob, and you know, that's more industry focused. And this way we can you know, talk more about Blueberry and how we can help you with your branding.
I'm sure that at some point I'll listen to an episode and it will tell me something about Blueberry that I don't know.
Yeah, I learn something new every time.
I really feel like I learn something different every day.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's been around a while, and there's a lot of things that you know, we haven't touched in a while.
A lot to catch up on sometimes. Like, I asked Angelo how to do something today, so.
Yep. And, you know, I've been around 8 years in one capacity or another, and I still learn things every day.
Yeah.
So, and sometimes the customers teach me things.
I know. You know, I've had people point things out to me before that Sometimes I'll just own up to not knowing it, and other times I rush to confirm with someone on the team and then go about my day acting as if I just knew that.
Right. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's great that that we have, you know, the resources within the company to find out just about anything we need to. It just, you know, got to figure out who to talk to and all that good stuff. But yeah, with your podcast and with PowerPress Podcast, we'll bring you all the information that we know at the time.
Yep. I'm looking forward to listening to it and changing up my schedule a little bit as well. Mike, I think that's all we have for today. So thanks for being on with me and talking about this.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on, and anytime.
All right.
Definitely, you know, I'm here when you need somebody on the show.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. For the second half of this episode, I have Angelo Mandato, our CIO of Blueberry, joining me today.
Hello, everybody.
So you're going to be talking about the difference and importance of web SEO and podcasting SEO. And this is stemming from some information out in the podcasting space that someone has been bringing up recently that is not entirely accurate.
Right. And just so we have the backstory all set, basically there's some folks saying that podcasts have nothing to do with web SEO, that you can have a podcast and it never affect your website's SEO. That could be further from the truth, or even better yet, it could be the opposite of the truth.
Okay. Yeah. That's not necessarily good then.
So, well, let me throw out some examples before we get into our questions.
Okay.
But probably the biggest example is if you're a podcast radio station and you have your podcast over on SoundCloud, mm-hmm. and we're told that, hey, I can have my podcast over there. It does not hurt my search engine optimization. The example I'm going to give you right now, which I think is going to blow a lot of people's minds, is that you can then search for that radio station on Google, mm-hmm. and find that the first search result goes to your podcast on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you can say that the podcast does not affect SEO, but it does negatively impact your website's SEO because now they're going to SoundCloud rather than your website.
Instead of your website.
Exactly. It depends on how you want to look at the problem. You can still use the same techniques on your own website for creating great web pages that mm-hmm. get indexed by Google. But you also have to think about who you're competing with and how you compete with yourself for the podcast.
Yes.
And I think that's probably the biggest thing that you need to look at when you're podcasting.
I think that a lot of people don't even know that they need to be looking at both of these. So to start off, can you tell us what the difference is between web SEO and podcast SEO?
Right. First off, I'll have to thank Daniel Lewis because he was pretty influential with the podcasting SEO features that we have in our plugin, mm-hmm. and what we advertise and put forth for podcasters. But there is a huge difference. So when we talk about SEO in podcasting, we're really talking about podcast SEO. And that is search engine optimization for the search engines in iTunes and other podcast apps and directories.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the web like Google and
Bing.
Bing. Yeah. So with that in mind, when you're using our services, we always make sure that when you set your title for your shows, your authored fields, the things that are searched when you search on iTunes, that you're taking the time to really craft what you're typing in there.
Mm-hmm.
With our PowerPress plugin, we actually have an option where you can check it to point out those fields. That way, we're helping you hone in the messages that you're putting in. That way, when someone searches on iTunes, they discover your content.
Right. Makes sense.
Now, web SEO, I think it's self-explanatory. That's, you know, the Google search engines.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking of Lycos. But Bing, Bing and obviously Google's the monsters in the room.
Yep. So how does podcasting help web SEO?
Well, that's a good question. There's a few things that it impacts. If I go back to that example, what we're talking about there are the link backs. A link back is basically when your content gets listed on other different websites,
mm-hmm.
or someone finds your podcast episode and shares it with someone else. That link to that episode will go to a page on, and I keep using SoundCloud as a punching bag, but it'll go to a page on SoundCloud.
Right.
Unfortunately, then, when people share that out, different social networks and other websites and comments on forums and such, those link backs don't go to your website. Mm-hmm. They go to that SoundCloud service.
Mm-hmm. It's like they could completely miss your website entirely.
Exactly. Yeah. So another part that's important, which this all ties together, is your popularity of your website. Now, when you start talking about your podcast and it doesn't link to your website, it now links to SoundCloud or some other service, the popularity of your website now is negatively affected by that traffic that's also going to the other website.
Right, because it's not getting picked up by that anymore.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then the third one is competing sources. So, for example, if you write the same show notes or pretty similar show notes on your website, which almost all podcasters like to put their show notes on their website,
mm-hmm.
and then they also copy that same show notes, and maybe they crunch it a little, but the key information is still there, and they paste it into the show notes on their SoundCloud podcast website. Mm-hmm. Well, now Google has to decide which source is now the first one it's going to show in the search results. You're now competing with yourself again, but now on a different website.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of podcasts that are just starting out, guess what? SoundCloud has a bigger reputation than your website that you just launched.
Exactly. They'll take that over your website, and they'll especially take it because it has the audio attached, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And then the fourth one, which all ties together, and I kind of hinted toward it here in the first item, is social media.
Mm-hmm.
When you share links to your website and to your episodes, and they go to the actual service, not your website, then social media listings then point back to that website, not to your website. And this is important because if you search for a podcast on Google,
mm-hmm.
and Google sees that you have a lot of interaction on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
it lists those results on Twitter first before it returns results on the regular search.
Right. You'll see like the block of their latest tweets up at the top. Yeah.
Exactly. So again, that's another subset of your web SEO search that you want to garnish to go to your website, not to somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep that for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So moving on to how we're kind of involved in this, how does PowerPress help web SEO?
It's really subtle. So WordPress and SEO, there's lots of plugins for that. We particularly like Yoast's WordPress SEO plugin,
mm-hmm.
but there's Ultimate SEO. There's a lot of other things that you can do for your web SEO. And just like blogging, podcasting takes advantage of all this stuff. Now, what PowerPress does specifically is very small, but it does help. It's important. And I got to refer to my list because it's a lot of little things.
That's okay.
So when you're using PowerPress, we have some options that we display for you to really hone in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is, which we still advertise as podcast SEO, is the option to separate your blog post titles from episode titles.
Okay.
And this is important because on your website, you can get rid of the episode number and any words that you might have put in your what you want on iTunes that do not make sense on your website. On the flip side of that, we also have that in that same tool, we can append your actual show's program name or show name
mm-hmm.
to every episode. That way, when they search on iTunes for your show and your in the episode results in iTunes, all your episodes still appear.
Okay.
So, you know, another aspect that's covered too with our tools is any kind of meta tags that go on the actual page. So we offer audio and video objects, as well as some other meta tags to be associated with the player that's on your page.
Okay. Where would they be able to find those meta tags in PowerPress?
So these options, when you're in PowerPress, in the menu on the left, it's going to be called Podcasting SEO.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you want to navigate to enable these options.
Okay.
And it's not too confusing. The only setting that is a little bit confusing We actually put in parentheses the default. That's what we recommend if you're uncomfortable with any of the other options that are there.
Default is always kind of the safe option to go with. So moving on from web SEO, can you explain what podcast SEO is?
Yes, we just touched on that. So podcasting SEO is the ability to hone in what you enter in for your show notes, your titles of your episodes and program. Mm-hmm. So people can discover your podcast on a search in iTunes or in other podcast directories like Blueberry. Mm-hmm. We provide a lot of options to try to really target that.
Okay. Why should a podcaster care about both podcast SEO and web SEO? Like, why is it so important to us?
Well, it's all about discovery. So if you're just starting out your podcast and it's on a niche, and that niche happens to be popular, like taxes, we're in tax season. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you put taxes, all the different keywords related to that in your episodes. That way, when someone's on iTunes and searches with those keywords, your content shows up in those search results.
Right.
Now, and the thing to keep in mind is that your podcast SEO is different for your web because there's only a couple fields that you need to target. Mm-hmm. And that's your title and your author fields.
Okay. And how does PowerPress help with podcast SEO?
Well, we provide those podcast SEO options, which mm-hmm. we earlier talked about. And it allows you to be able to set your episode titles on a per episode basis, your author field on a per episode basis, and also your iTunes subtitle on a episode basis. Mm-hmm. And the advantage with that, even though the subtitle is not currently indexed by Google or by iTunes search, mm-hmm. is that that's also your subheading. If you think of yourself as a newspaper and someone searches for your podcast on iTunes,
okay,
one of the next pieces of information that the user is going to see, and it's going to pop out at them, is mm-hmm. going to be the subtitle that you enter.
Is this also the area where someone can enter an iTunes author as well? Like if they have a guest on, this is where they should put it in, especially if they're a somewhat well-known guest and think that they're already going to be on iTunes?
Yeah, but usually, so if you have a guest on your show, usually you should put them in the title. I mean, it's a respectful thing to do is put them in the title.
Yes.
But on the flip side of that, let's say you have a guest on your show that's literally part of the show, mm-hmm. then you should be putting them as one of the authors mm-hmm. in the author field.
Yeah.
Now, on the flip side, if it's just someone that you talk to for 5 minutes in your show, you're interviewing them or whatever, that's not the appropriate place for the author field.
Okay.
But you're still going to mention them in the title. So mm-hmm. either one of those places is going to cover it.
It'll get picked up.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. So to give a brief recap, we discussed web SEO, podcast SEO, and the importance of working with both of them as opposed to just web. So thanks, Angela, for coming on the show and giving us a little insight into this.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks starting on Monday, April 10th. And thanks for listening, and please subscribe.